Earners, what's going on? Look, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Acorns. You know, investing can often feel intimidating and many people don't know where to start. Some think you need a lot of money to begin or that it's something you can put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Plus, with our busy lives, who has time to manage and research investments? That's where Acorns comes in. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I found Acorns to be a game changer. It's really helped me get into the habit of investing without even thinking about it. Every time I make a purchase, a little bit of my spare change gets invested, and over time, those small actions have started to make a big difference. From Acorns, mighty oaks do grow, right? It's all about giving your money a chance to grow with Acorns. So if you want to start saving and investing for your future, head to acorns.com/earn. That's acorns.com/EARN or download the Acorns app today. And who would I be without giving you an important disclaimer? Client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/earn. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business. ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen.
So what do you think makes an effective CEO in today's landscape?
The thing I've found hardest and most impactful or most accelerating when I do it well, which I don't do as often as I should, is communication. Is communication, and especially in our context, as you described, right? There's languages, there's cultures, there's time zones. I was working for this 100-person German company, and I'm now part of a 3,000-person multinational company. Like, I never traveled out of my office before. I never spoke to anybody who wasn't German before, but suddenly now I'm in this. So being able to communicate effectively, motivate effectively, correct effectively thousands of people across multiple countries, multiple cultures, multiple experience frames is the number one accelerant to performance in our company.
Is that the most unique trait that has led to success for you? Right, because when you're talking about, you have to show somebody who's selling their company that you're the best person. Mm. So there's something unique about what you're doing. Is it the communication, or is there something, that a gift that you have just been given with that is like, I'm that guy to do this?
I would say there's two things. I don't know that I'm brilliant at anything. I am extremely resilient. Like, life has made me you know, very, very resilient. So I'm against my peers and other people I see, I'm more able to wake up tomorrow after a terrible today and get right back at it, like quicker than most, you know, most other people. And I think that's had a positive drag on the company too. Bad things happen in business, bad things happen in the company. So when my team or my organization know that today was bad and they see me bounce back tomorrow and say, okay, you know, it's going to be fine, let's go again. I think I've been able to get us out of the down moments pretty quickly. So I think that's one thing. And the other thing I try very hard to do is translate the aspiration of the company into something that's meaningful for employees. Right? Because I just don't fundamentally believe that employees come to work for the company. That unless, yeah, maybe, well, people like Google and Facebook a few years ago, that was the tone that, you know, people were so proud that they worked for Google and Facebook. That's not really the case at Forterra. Like me explaining to 3,000 people, come to work because we're trying to be a 4 billion euro company. Like nobody leaves their kids in the morning to come to do that, especially when they don't have, you know, they don't have to gain what I have to gain. So what I've tried hard to do is figure out how to talk about the fact we do need to become a 4 billion euro company in a way that you will care about and will make you motivated and excited to come to work. And I spend a lot of time on adjusting the message or adjusting what I'm going to say or write or present so that it lands on employees like that.
So how do you look at other asset classes, whether it's for business or your own personal investing, like real estate or stocks or crypto? Like, you know, do you indulge in that, or what's your thoughts on those other asset classes?
So personally, I only invest in things I know and understand. I always say that, right? So I know tech. So most of my investments are in tech. I know property. Most of my investments are in property. And then there's like a small handful of things I did because I was curious or I like the person. I'm invested in a champagne brand because I'm just, you know, that would be cool. So there's a small handful of those things, but tech and property. I didn't do the crypto thing at all. I still don't really understand crypto.
So property, like, talk about that. What's your philosophy on now? Are you buying houses or commercial real estate? Like, what's your...
So what I did for a long time was just as we were getting cash, my wife and I were getting cash, we owned every house we lived in, and we've continued to own every house we ever lived in. So that was one way. And then as we saw deals opportunistically, we bought places and we rent them out. And we were quite liquid buyers, so we were able to get good, you know, good deals because we would close quickly. So that is one strategy. Now, you know, my two best friends are developers, so they're always out finding properties to buy and, you know, adding a lot of value through doing development. So I'm a passive cash investor alongside them. Like, they really know what they're doing. So I'm just a cash investor there.
Does your wife work inside the business?
She works in the foundation. So we've set up a foundation, that's the vehicle through which we do our community work, you know, back in the community. She runs that.
What I'm thinking is, like, everybody talks about generational wealth and, you know, having a family as part of that, right? Creating sustainability. But when you talk about financial freedom, I wonder for you, is it a number or is it a mindset more so at this level?
It's not a number, because how do I explain this? Like, my life now is well beyond the wildest of my wildest dream growing up. So to sit here and say, you know, the number at which life would be good would be like ridiculous. It would be such a ridiculous thing for someone like me to say, coming from where I come from. Mm-hmm. I'm still competing with myself, and the prize in the sport I'm in happens to be money. Like, it happens to be exits which attract money. So I'm still trying to see, can I do a football? Can I build a company to football? Like, that would be pretty cool to do that. And with that comes money. When I think about my life after working, I just think about time, like just having, 'cause the thing I don't have at the moment, I don't have any time at the moment. So I don't look forward to money or luxury. I just look forward to waking up in the morning and thinking, I might walk my dogs for 2 hours instead of one. Like, that is the thing I'm ultimately trying to attain, just getting back total time and freedom. I think that's what wealth is, time and choice. That to me is what wealth really is.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.